Secrets and Lattes by Hilary Lyon. Episode 6, Oh God, It's Christmas.
Edinburgh looked particularly spectacular at this time of year. There was something so magical about a million baubles and fir trees alongside a bloody great castle perched in the centre of town. I had moved back to my native city 8 months earlier in the year, having lived in London for over a decade, and I'd opened a cafe with my solvent older sister Claire. At last it seemed as if things were falling into place. The man I had reluctantly been running away from in London had finally run to me in Scotland. And apart from the minor detail of him still technically being married, the future looked full of festive hope and promise.
I think we should have a great big goose or something. Go mad, ring the changes.
Oh no, you have to have the whole turkey malarkey in Scotland, come on.
Oh, I suppose you're going to make me wear a kilt on New Year's Eve as well.
Of course, and dip you in wood.
I won't need dye to turn me blue. I'll just hang around outside for a while.
It's only 2 degrees cooler on average in Scotland than it is in England, you know.
Oh, you're starting to sound like your sister, sticking up for the homeland. You'll be voting yes before you know it.
Oh, help, that's you.
Don't worry, I'll be back in a few days.
I know, I'm just not mad about goodbyes. We've had an awful lot of them in the last few years.
Look, Trish, I just need to sort out the finances with Penny and move out. And from then on, it's all going to be one big hello.
I thought you had moved out.
Yeah, well, practically. The kids are going to Cornwall for Christmas, so I'll stay with them at home for a bit before they go. And then I'll be back in Edinburgh before you know it.
I'm just...
Don't worry, Scotty.
No, I'm not worried.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, that is terrible. You are not allowed back into the country if you insist on doing that bloody awful Scots impersonation. It's embarrassing.
Ah,
just go.
Come on, you love it when I talk Scots to you.
I pulled myself together and headed back to work at Cafe Culture, where during a mid-morning lull, my big sister Claire was grabbing a snack with our 19-year-old waitress Lizzie. Claire was, unfortunately, having her own marriage crisis, and Lizzie, a recovering kleptomaniac, had also been uncharacteristically down of late.
That woman in the green poncho's on her fourth mince pie.
Mmm. She must like the Polish twist. Christoph insisted on putting some weird secret ingredient in them.
Oh, I bet they're just Heston Watsits from Waitrose.
Ah, now, Christoph may be many things, Lizzie, but he's far too obsessive to be a cheat.
Not like Struan, eh?
Sorry?
Not like your husband.
No, I heard what you said, Lizzie. I'm just aghast that you actually said it.
Sorry. Was that a bit spectrumy?
Spectrumy? Oh, I thought your generation was brought up to be PC, for goodness sake.
Sorry. Do you want a mince pie? Oh, God, I can't believe it's nearly Christmas.
Oh, don't. I've no idea how I'm supposed to spend Christmas at home with Struan, knowing you'd rather be marathon training in Connecticut with Shelley, the perky pensioner.
Well, you have to be about 100 to be a pensioner these days, Claire.
Exactly. She's 50, for God's sake. Who falls in love with a woman 10 years older than them?
Well, that guy that played one of the Beatles in that film, he went off that director woman twice his age. They had a baby and everything.
Not helpful, Lizzie.
Sorry.
I cannot breathe in there. I'm go out by the bins for some fresh air.
Aye, take the boiler with you, Christoph. It's Baltic outside.
Poor Christoph. He looks terrible.
Man, his face is tripping him.
He's got every right to be upset with Tricia. Oh, I don't know what she's playing at.
Well, you can ask her yourself when she gets back from doing her brief encounter thing at the station. Oh, my mum loves that film.
Oh, yeah, and look how that ended.
God, I don't know how you're supposed to get through Christmas at home when none of your family's actually speaking to each other.
Oh, the children have been monosyllabic for a couple of years now. I'm used to it.
No, I mean me, not you. Oh. I'm talking about my mental family.
Right.
Maybe I'll just not go this year.
Hey, maybe we could all swap families for the day, drop in on each other's dysfunction.
Yeah, cool, I'm up for that. You get on with my mum.
Really? I'm not sure how to take that.
Oh, quick, look busy. Celia Johnson's back.
Hey, you guys, come and see what I've got.
Listen to Happy Pants. She's totally into that guy.
Yeah, well, watch this space.
And then maybe we could put the tree here and drape some fresh ivy around the tables.
I don't know. Whatever you think, Trish.
Well, let's speak to Christoph about the Christmas menu.
Oh, well, the mince pie's not just due.
Oh, God. Should I just hand you both a couple of razor blades now and be done with it?
We're not all loved up, Tricia. And it's very insensitive of you to expect that we are.
I'm just trying to, you know, cheer you up a bit. I know it's all hellish at home for you, so, you know, it'd be nice to make the cafe a bit of a haven, maybe. Look, if you don't do the decorations, I might be forced to put up something really loud and garish.
How garish?
We could be talking coloured tinsel here.
Does tinsel really bring you out in hives, Claire?
You don't want to find that out, Lizzie. I'm off to talk devils on horseback with Christoph.
Good luck with that. He's not that chuff, were you, Tricia?
Christoph? Oh, God, it's freezing in here.
I had the door open. I need the air.
Are you feeling ill?
No.
Oh, right, good. Well, listen, I've just been talking to the others about Christmas and stuff.
So, the adulterer has to go back to London on the train.
I beg your pardon?
Adulterer, I looked it up.
Yes, I heard you. Do you have to be quite so offensive?
I am the offended person here. I'm very, very, very offended.
Look, Christoph, I'm sorry about how it's all kind of turned out, but, you know, you and I weren't an item or anything.
No, I am nobody's item. I'm no object. But you have treated me like this, Trish. You pick me up and drop me like toy thing.
Christoph, that isn't fair.
You think it's fair to go out for dinner with me and then do the flirting and then this married short man suddenly he come to Edinburgh and you sleep with him?
I think it's none of your business, actually.
You asked me to marry you 3 months ago, remember?
But that was only in case you were going to be deported. You know that. It wasn't a real thing.
I am no mat for the door. What is this hot and cold tap you are, huh? You are wipe your feet on me.
Mind you don't go mixing your metaphors, Christopher.
Oh, and stop trying to be the clever person. I am clever person. I am respected university lecturer.
Guys, come on. Keep it down. We've got customers out there.
You are just crazy woman who does not know what she wants.
Oh, think yourself lucky then, Christoph. You had a narrow escape.
Oh. Are you all right?
Christmas!
Ah! I stomped out into the cafe and threw myself into a pile of plates. Well, stacking them. Alternating between being furious with Christoph and his self-righteous moralising and feeling sorry for him because somewhere I was worried he might be right. The following morning, I resolved to put it behind me and focus on the future.
Fancy a juice or something?
Oh, go on then. Oh, one a croissant, please. Oh, hello. Tea break before we've even opened.
Yeah, it's either that or hitting the bottle.
Struan still being all preoccupied.
Oh, yes, he's very sorry to be trashing my life, but he's clear that we should separate and that he'd be much happier with the menopausal American.
God, it's so hard when it's not a mutual decision, isn't it?
Breakups are rarely mutual, Trish. The only people who say that are the ones who are having an affair.
I'll start things in the kitchen before Christoph makes his entrance.
The breakup rate in this cafe is definitely higher than the national average.
Have you seen the Spark recently?
No way. And his name's the Spook, by the way.
Oh, well, I knew it was something ridiculous. That should have been a warning sign about his character from the outset, Lizzie. I mean, who in the right mind actually changes their name to the Spook?
No, he didn't change it. He was christened that. His dad was always a big fan of The Edge.
That poor boy's had to go through his whole life saddled with that preposterous name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no wonder he's got anger issues.
Claire, the kitchen in my flat is broken. The light is go kaput. And cooker is stopped working. This is why I'm being late this morning.
Oh, no. Well, do you need an electrician?
No, I need big hob and big oven for making vigilia.
Oh, is that those really sweet sugary things?
No. Vigilia is a traditional Polish Christmas feast.
Oh.
We eat it on the Christmas Eve. Many, many dishes. Uszka, carp, warszt, kucha,
right. Well, sounds much more interesting than a turkey that's had a terrible life.
Yeah, my friends, they travel long way to come for this dinner, so I would like, if okay, to cook here in cafe after we close on the Christmas Eve.
Yes, of course, that's no problem. I certainly don't mind if Tricia doesn't.
No, it's not Trisha's decision. She's no boss of me. I'm not ask Trisha.
Oh, Christoph, come on, don't be daft. Look, we all have to work together as a team.
Any sign of the lentil soup for the table in the window?
Trish, you don't mind if Christoph cooks a meal here on Christmas Eve, do you? He can lock up himself afterwards.
No, it will not matter. I will do someplace else.
Well, of course I don't mind. Why would I mind?
No, I'm not asking you for favour.
Oh, Christoph, come on.
No. Maybe I can just cancel Christmas. Tell my friends I have nowhere to cook them food.
God, no wonder you're a chef. You love to make a meal out of everything, don't you?
You do not understand what I am doing. I'm artist. I'm not appreciated here.
Oh, Christoph, that's not true. We love you.
No. Trisha loves the Englishman with the wife.
Oh, are we on a loop here? You really are insufferable sometimes. Do you
and
know
you,
that?
You are dangerous woman.
Oh, oh
you,
that's a bit harsh, Christoph.
You do not respect me. You not treat me well.
Look,
you treat
Christoph,
me bad.
I didn't want to bring this up, but can I just remind you that I saved your arse when you had a heart attack and you didn't even have a legal passport and we spent days down at the immigration office sorting out your crazy shambles, trying to explain about your ex-wife and the Ukrainian passport thief guy, and I was prepared to marry you, for God's sake. Can you imagine? So that you wouldn't be deported. And you know what? Some employers just wouldn't have done that for you. They would just have thought, this guy is dangerous, he's trouble. So let's just go easy on the slagging off, shall we?
Okay, the wifey in the window's coming in to get her own super self, she says. Oh, personally, I think she's just after a good seat for the fight.
Yeah, can we all just calm down, please?
Can we all just get the lentil soup, please?
I'll do it.
Do not touch my soup.
Oh, for God's sake, how old are you?
Oh, look, now don't start again, you two. Lizzie, get the soup, please.
Okay, I'm on it.
I think that the Vivian lady is right.
Vivian lady.
Vivian McManus. She wants me.
No disrespect, Christoph, but Vivian McManus wants most men under 60.
She wants me to work for her. She's opening another restaurant in Leith.
Vivian McManus with the big hair and the vitiligo.
Vitiligo, the Scottish painting guy.
Oh, it's an unfortunate skin condition. White patches everywhere.
Oh, and I thought she was just rubbish at putting on fake tan.
Oh, I can't believe this. I bumped into her boots the other day and she greeted me like a long-lost twin. Utter treachery.
She's been in this game for years, Claire. I think she's allowed to expand her business.
Oh, but to try to poach Christoph.
I feel like poaching Christoph in something very hot.
Oh, always the joke with you. Nothing too serious for your life, huh?
Oh, shut up or I'll have to stab you with a sabbatie.
Oh, ignore her, Christoph. She doesn't mean it. Look, you can't leave. I mean, you mustn't leave.
I not think we can make this good.
No, we can. We can. We just need to sort this out.
We can't make him stay.
Vivian has big plans for me.
I'll bet she does.
She's going to put the restaurants on the maps.
No, this is not happening. Please.
Claire, Christoph is free to do what he thinks is best. It's completely mad to leave on my account, but his pride always gets the better of him.
Excuse? Stop speak as if I'm not here. You know what? I'm not here. I go. Look, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm leaving.
Mum, no. Yeah, what the hell happens now? Trish, any ideas?
Claire, you can't go around believing that you can control everything. You know, Christoph will do what he wants to do.
Yeah, I get that. He's just bloody walked out, Trish. How are we supposed to run a kitchen without a chef?
He'll be back. You know what he's like. He loves a big scene. He'll be back tomorrow.
Not sure about that. I've never seen him this mental before.
This is a nightmare. You'll probably go back to London now anyway, now that Richard said jump.
What?
Oh, and the whole business will go down the pan anyway. Oh, well, we should just pack up now, in fact. Quick, while we're ahead. Well, not that we are ahead, actually. Oh, God, this is just utter shit.
Oh, Claire, you're just going to have to get a grip.
Oh, really? And why is that, then? I've spent my whole life getting a grip and keeping a lid on everything. And do you know what? Well, I'm fed up getting a grip. I'm going to just let go like everybody else and be gripless. Because I don't care anymore.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Come on. There's no reason why we can't get over this hurdle and make a real go of it again. We've done so well in the last year. It's mad to pack it in now.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought about that before you started dabbling with Christoph.
Dabbling?
Is that technically a verb? I dabble, you dabble, he, she, or it.
Oh, of course it's a verb. I haven't lost my handle on language yet.
Look, I know you're feeling crap just now, and with absolutely just cause. It's all really painful and shit at home, I know, but, well, that's all the more reason to get stuck into a project. You love a project. You need a project.
No, Trisha, I need a drink.
I vote we shut up shop right now.
Well, there's nobody out there. The last two customers bailed with Christoph.
Right, well, who's joining me at the bar? Lizzie?
I'm in. You coming, Trish?
No, I'm just going to sort things out here for a bit.
Deck chairs on the Titanic, Trish.
Oh, that'll be the door shut then.
Morning, Lizzie. Sorry, I didn't mean to bang it.
You wake the wasted one.
Oh, dear, that doesn't sound good. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm cool. I only had two Tia Marias. Your sister's wrecked, though.
Oh.
She's asleep on the kitchen worktop.
You haven't been here all night.
Oh, God, no. I stuck her in a taxi when she stopped throwing up.
Oh, please.
Can't believe she came in this morning. Epic hangover.
Right, let's get some coffee down her. Or maybe I should take her home, actually.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. Struan's there. You only drove her here to stop her driving herself.
Oh, dear. Don't suppose there's any sign of Christoph?
He won't come, Trish. He's really off on one this time.
Well, we'd better get cracking then, hadn't we? Food won't prepare itself.
Or maybe we could just do a wee cut-down menu today, like just drinks.
Nonsense. We'll manage fine. Come on, let's attack the tatties.
Right, that's another batch done. God, I hope it is chilli powder that Christoph puts in these.
Not in scones, surely.
Oh, could somebody kill me, please?
Frequently happy to.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, I can't feel my arm.
Shit, Claire, maybe you've had a stroke.
Or maybe you've just been lying on it in a drunken stupor.
Oh, could you just roll me over to the oven, please, so I can stick my head in it?
Yep, can do. It's electric, though.
Here, get this down you.
Oh, God, it's green. What is it?
It's a Lizzie special. Miracle cure, apparently, amongst the under-21s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm. Oh, oh, that's hellish.
It does the job, though.
Oh. Struan's going to Connecticut for Christmas.
Oh.
With Miss Bloody Universe.
Oh, that wasn't part of the plan, was it?
Not exactly, no. He was supposed to be spending some quality time with our children over the holidays. Not that they're remotely interested, of course. They can't bear to be in the same room with either of us these days. We're so embarrassing, apparently.
They're teenagers. They're supposed to be mortified by you. Lizzie, you're mortified by your parents, aren't you?
Which ones? I'm adopted.
Oh, right.
Well, that explains a lot.
Claire, please.
My mum and dad have had me since I was two. I've always known I was adopted, but then I went a bit mad and started all the shoplifting and stuff, and I went to meet my birth mother. She's a junkie. I look like her.
Oh, Lizzie.
And what about your parents? How are they feeling about it all?
Well, they helped me find her and stuff, and then I moved in with a spook, and they were dead worried, and we had a big fight, and it's all been a bit shit.
Do they know you're staying with me? That you're safe?
Not really.
Oh, Lizzie, they'll be out of their minds worrying about you. Could you not just text them and let them know that you're okay?
Maybe, yeah. I did nick a lot of stuff from them, though.
Oh, right.
Well, it's not really stealing when it's family, is it?
I didn't go through with stealing that bike from the posh bike shop yesterday, though.
Oh, good. That was good.
Lizzie, don't tell me anymore.
I'm feeling quite guilty that I seem to be the only person who's not in a state right now.
Well, thank goodness somebody's functioning. God, what about the customers? There's nobody out there serving.
Claire, you've been asleep all day, practically.
No.
We closed up early to do some bacon for tomorrow.
Oh.
It's been a nightmare.
Yeah, we've pissed off nearly every customer in Brunsfield. Hard to pass off soup as smoked when it's actually just burnt.
Look, we've got to get Christoph back. Really, we have to. Otherwise, the whole thing's going to collapse.
Oh, I know, I know.
Oh, could you not just shag him, Trish?
I refuse to dignify that with a response.
No, she can't just do that. Honestly, Lizzie.
I was only joking.
No, you weren't.
Okay, I wasn't.
Right, here's a plan. We can cook the Polish meal for Christoph and his friends on Christmas Eve, and they can have their celebration here.
Oh.
And then he'll see how much we appreciate him, and he'll realise that this is where he really should be.
What? You mean we're going to have to try and make millions of dumplings?
No, Lizzie. That's like saying Scots only eat haggis or something. We're going to make gariba and barsht and carp and do the whole vigilia thing.
But we've no idea how to do that, Trish.
Ta-da! Luckily we have this handy Polish-English cookbook here. Oh, come on, how hard can it be?
Oh, I'm not answering that.
We muddled on in the cafe as best we could over the next few days, galvanised by our mission to get Christoph back on board. And before we knew it, it was Christmas Eve. Everything was planned for Christoph's surprise feast that evening, and I was nervously excited about meeting Richard off the lunchtime train from London. All was well with the world. Well, my world anyway.
Yes, I am changing some of the decorations because, well, I think the ones you put up were a wee bit depressing, and I'm depressed enough already, quite frankly.
I'm delighted. It's a good sign. I get worried when you're not being a control freak.
Oh, cheeky bism.
Listen, why don't you and the kids come over to me tomorrow? Richard's going to do the turkey.
Oh, thanks, Trish, but they're out partying tonight. I'll never get them out of their beds tomorrow. We'll be having Christmas dinner at midnight, no doubt.
Well, you're very welcome.
Right, people. That's the pirogoje pirogojeed, and the barsht barshted, but the carp just looks crap.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Ah, man on train, I think.
Excuse me.
Right, now, so Trisha's phoned Wojtek and Magda and the other guy, I can't remember his name, but anyway, they're all set and they'll be here just before 6.
And Christoph thinks he's meeting you here to collect his wages.
Yeah, and he's coming just after 6.
Oh, man, I hope he doesn't freak out.
Oh, God. That doesn't sound good.
Trish, what is it?
I'm all right.
Oh, but what's happened?
Richard's staying in London.
Yep, saw that one coming.
His kids are going to be there till Boxing Day and they're really upset about him not being there for Christmas, so he's staying on for a few more days.
Oh, well, that's not so bad then.
He says he'll come up before New Year.
Oh, yeah? Lizzie, that's not very positive.
No, she's right. It's ridiculous. I know, this is just all hopeless. I knew it when I left London months ago. That's why I moved up here, for goodness sake. How could I be so stupid to get caught up in all this rubbish again?
I know, that was a big mistake.
Lizzie, please, that's really not helpful right
now. No, it is. It is. I'm sorry for howling like a lunatic. It's just I'm so furious with myself. All my instincts were right about this. To get the hell out of it and stay out of it. It's a bloody mess. It's always going to be a mess and it's never going to make me happy. Or anybody else for that matter. Not least his wife and children. This is over. It's definitely over.
Well, that seems quite clear.
I think sometimes you have to go all the way up and roundabout and over something to feel like you're actually through it.
That's very profound, Lizzie. It's most unlike you.
I'm pretty deep, really. Well, in a shallow kind of way.
Oh, dear. Right. We have a feast to finish.
Oh.
Look at the time.
Oh, help. What about the sticky sweet things? Oh, and the napkins. Gosh, I haven't folded them properly yet.
The table looks great.
Oh.
But they do crackers in Poland, though.
Well, they do now, Lizzie. They do now.
What is this? You're having the party.
Oh, Christoph, you're way too early.
Oh, man.
Oh, you look terrible, Christoph.
Yeah, I had the bad flu. I couldn't leave the baddies.
Oh.
I'm not come to work.
Well, you didn't say when I phoned you.
Well, I'm still on the half.
Oh, I told you, Lizzie.
But what about Vivian McManus?
No, she's no good woman. She's crazy. I never work for her.
You mean all that rubbish you put us through was just a load of rubbish?
Why are you talking in riddles, Trish?
So you're just here to pick up your wages?
And to say I come back now.
Well, if we'll have you, you mean.
Oh, Trish, don't you dare start, please.
I'm just saying.
Don't listen to her, Christoph. We've been working our butts off to make your Christmas Eve feast for you and your pals to try and persuade you to come back.
You make Polish food?
Oh, I hope they're hungry. There's enough for a small army.
Oh, but my friends, the exhaust is full of the car and they're stuck in Tully Backart.
Tully what? Oh, come on, that's got to be a Scottish makey-up name if ever there was one. Where is that anyway?
Anywhere near Fruki or Auchinshugel.
Look, I'm stuck to speak Polish unless you stop this right now.
What'll we do with all this food?
We sit down and we eat all of this food is edible, of course. You do not have the Polish expert to supervise the cooking.
I reckon we did okay.
Well, I will be the judge when we have finished.
Should have seen that coming.
I'll get the music sorted.
Very well, I'll get the booze then.
I'm sorry, Christoph.
Good? Maybe me too.
Good.
Come on, you guys. Get carrying that food through here. Let's get started.
We sat down at Claire's beautifully laid table and ate our banquet. Some of it was delicious and some of it was hellish. But we laughed and drank and shared the feast.
Oh, come on then. It must be time for the judging.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Oh, come on. It's just a wee bit funny.
Okay. So, it is a yes for the pierogi.
Yes, that's mine.
Does this mean I'm through to the judge's house?
No. You not come to my house, you will steal the plates or something.
Oh, no. Turning over a new leaf this new year.
But we'll lock up the silver in the meantime, obviously.
I actually helped Lizzie with the pierogi, you know.
No, you didn't. You were on the barst. What do you think of that, Christoph? Mm. Too bitter?
No. It's a good taste, but it's not really the right colour. It's too bad.
Well, you know Claire. She doesn't like anything too garish.
But the fish was perfect. Okay, who do the carp?
That was me.
Well. It wasn't... When I, no, it's not perfect. Let's say it's a show promise.
Oh, could do better, eh, Christoph?
Could do better.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I think we could all do a bit better, really.
Do you know what? I think we're all doing pretty well, actually. Okay, there's been a few domestic and professional issues. But at least everything's on the table now, isn't it? Unless anybody wants to divulge any other major secrets, of course.
No.
Please, no. I already know far too much about all of you. Thank you.
Right, come on, guys. A toast.
Thank you.
It's nearly our first anniversary of running Cafe Culture. God, that's a lot of lattes. And we're still here.
Yes. We did it, Claire. Oh,
gosh, we did. Trish, we bloody well did. And obviously we couldn't have done it without you two misfits either. So that's got to be worth celebrating. To survival.
To survival.
To survival. To survival.
Oh, no. We nearly didn't survive after that night. When was it? It was Valentine's night.
Secrets and Lattes was written by Hilary Lyon and directed by Marilyn Imrie. It starred Julie Graham as Tricia, Hilary Lyon as Claire, Simon Greenall as Christoph, Pearl Appleby as Lizzie, and Roger May as Richard. The producers were Murray Hunter and Gordon Kennedy, and it was an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.